And you've got a big weekend planned this weekend, don't you, Congressman Tim Scott?
We are all over the place this weekend, and we'll be in Charleston with five of the presidential candidates. Then we'll run down to Myrtle Beach with the governor of Virginia coming down to talk about what America needs in a president. And then we'll run to Columbia, talk to a couple hundred students about character and integrity on Sunday morning. And then we'll run back to the beach to do a debate with the 7th Congressional District. And then Monday is filled with opportunities, culminating with the presidential debate on the beach, Myrtle Beach.
You know, do you ever slow down, Congressman Tim Scott?
I feel like I'm moving very fast, but not going anywhere. My feet are running like a little gerbil on that little wheel. But I'm hoping that we're making some progress. Right now, we're just running the race.
Well, you know, Tim, I tell you what, it's just been, I wanted to ask you, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, you know, it was a year ago back on January 5th that you and I sat down and talked in Congressman Jeff Duncan's office, and
yes.
It's been a whole year, and what have you found, what have you learned over this last year?
I think the most important thing I've learned, to be honest with you, Ann, is that our federal government simply does not understand basic math. Addition and subtraction. And with a $15 trillion debt, the president's asking for another $1.2 trillion. It doesn't make a lot of sense that we keep spending what we know we do not have, because adding the numbers up that we bring in, minusing out what we're spending, leaves a 42% hole. That doesn't make sense in Washington because we keep asking for more.
I know, and yet the biggest thing, Tim, that I seem to have noticed is that we've got the no's on one side, the yes's on the other side, and do we seem to be getting anything accomplished?
I will say that, in my opinion, the definition of getting something accomplished is when the federal government does less.
Well, I agree with you, but we have forgotten it. I mean, the people out there, Tim, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's no question that people are frustrated by watching the gridlock in Washington, and they perhaps should be frustrated. But what we really need to do is roll back what has been done over the last 3.5 years under the Obama administration. We have not been successful yet at rolling back some of the damaging policies that have been passed and some of the executive orders that are being signed. Those are two major targets. If we can win back the Senate and get to a supermajority or that magic number of 60, we will be in a position where we could actually pass legislation and override a presidential veto and stop the nonsense if we can get to the magic number of a supermajority in the Senate.
I assume that regardless of your party affiliation, that you ought to be able to come to some agreement somewhere along the way?
Well, we have, in theory, come to an agreement that we need to lower the corporate tax rate from 35, which is the second highest in the world, down to the mid-20s. The problem is that we do like some of the things that the president says. We just don't like what he does. He will say one thing and do another, and that has been consistent. So it's very difficult to find common ground between two forces moving in two separate directions. One's moving towards collecting all the revenue and centralizing the authority, and we are trying to move towards taking centralized authority and dispersing it back to the state, back to the people. That is a philosophical divide that is significantly difficult in bridging.
It certainly is, and it certainly has made for a year of not much happening. Now, what going forward, though, Tim, for this year, do you think that anything is actually going to be able to happen this year that's going to give us, the common people, some good news or something we can look forward to and look up to?
And I'm hoping that we'll hear more optimism about the future of our country, the restoration of the American dream, and simply reducing the burden on the average citizen by reducing their taxes. I'm hoping we'll have that conversation. I am not hopeful. that that conversation will produce a compromise, because I simply am not in favor of us compromising with the president on his agenda. I am very much willing and looking for common ground within his agenda and our agenda to make things happen. But without any question, if it's more spending, which he's asking for, if it's a bigger government, which he's pushing, if it's defending the EPA, which he is doing, I will not be in support of his position, his policies, and his approach.
Well, I understand that. Now, just a couple more questions, Tim, because I know you're a busy man. Huckabee is going to be there tomorrow at, now you're actually doing this show at, or this forum at lunchtime. Are they going to be showing it at 8 o'clock that night?
They will show snippets of it at 8 p.m. on the Mike Huckabee show. We'll film it live at noon. We'll have 4 or 5 of the presidential candidates there, to include Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and perhaps John Huntsman. So we should have a full audience of undecided voters. If you're heading to the Lowcountry and you want to stop by the Satilli Theater, 44 George Street, 10:30, the doors open, noon it starts. We're going to have a great time. I invite everyone to come down and be a part of history being made.
Absolutely. Now, Tim Scott, have you had all the candidates at your local town hall?
The only candidate that I have not had has been Ron Paul and the former governor of New Mexico, Governor Johnson, who very few people have heard of, but he's on the ballot in some states.
Correct. Now, as you've listened to all of them, I'm going to put you on the spot here now. Have you made up your mind?
I'm hoping to be closer to making my mind up tomorrow after hearing those 5 guys speak for more than 60 seconds in sound bites on the issues that are very important to our state and to our nation. I have not made a decision. I'm hopeful that I'll be in a position to make an announcement next week sometime. But either way, I think our voters are starting to find their sweet spots, find their positions, and with their own perspective, they will make South Carolina proud again by being the state since 1980 that is rightly chosen the Republican nominee.
Do you think there's one candidate out there, Tim, that is going to be able to support? And what exactly are you looking for in that candidate?
Well, I think every candidate that we have is better than the current person in the White House. President Obama needs to be replaced. I'm looking for a visionary. I have really thought about what I'm looking for, and honestly, we need a visionary who's in a position to articulate the very best of America's future, to encourage and to inspire us to look for opportunities to do our best as individuals, not working on this collectivist mentality that our president has. I will say that the number one thing I need in a president is character, based on what he's already done. Competency, incredibly important. Does he share our value? And finally, the question of faith. And I put them in that order. I know a lot of folks of my faith, Christians, who wouldn't make good presidents. So I would say that the first thing I need is character. Second is competency. Third is their values have to be shared, sharing my values. And fourth, I will examine their faith and the commitment they have.
Well, you know, I know you have a lot going on. We hope to be down there for the one Saturday, 5:30 in Myrtle Beach. You're doing another one.
Yes, Governor McDonald, 5:30, Myrtle Beach, Broadway on the Beach. And at Celebrity Square, we'll have Governor McDonald from Virginia. And it should be a high time, as we say it, and a good time to come out and get your questions answered by someone who could be a presidential candidate in the future.
Well, hey, you're not wasting any time here, Tim. Is that you we're talking about?
Definitely not me. I'm talking about the governor of Virginia, the great Governor McDonald, Bob McDonald.
I just had to throw that one
quick
in there, Tim.
You're quick.
I know. Hey, listen.
I love
Ann. Oh, that's right. Hey, I certainly hope I get to at least get a picture with you so we can post a new one on the website. I'd be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow evening, 5:30, down there. And, of course, if anybody's in Charleston, they ought to check out the lunchtime one in Charleston.
I will look for your smiling, beautiful face. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening.
Thanks so much, Congressman Tim Scott. God bless, and let's move forward.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.